Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Today, we're going to look at the name of God. The Lord is my banner. I love the story behind Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. Let me tell it, and then we'll get into the verse. So, not long after the Israelites left Egypt, the Amalekites attacked them in the desert. Moses instructed Joshua to choose some men and go fight the battle. And during the battle, Moses stood on top of a hill with the staff of God in his hand. And when the staff was raised high, Israel was prevailing over the enemy. But when his arms were tired and he lowered the staff, the Amalekites got the upper hand. So Aaron and Ur stood on either side of Moses and held up his hands, and Israel finally defeated the Amalekites. And after the battle, Moses commemorated the victory. Here's what he said in Exodus 17, 15. He said, "And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, 'The Lord is my banner.'" So let's think about that. In the ancient world, armies carried banners made of wood or metal. They were usually fastened to a long staff or a pole. The banner was an army's identifying mark. They were used to show where an army could rally or regroup or return for instructions. Moses held the staff of God up like a banner, asking for God's power and blessing. He acknowledged God as Israel's protector, the one who is always there to rally around and the one to go to for final instructions and guidance. Moses called God Yahweh Nissi, translated, "The Lord is my banner." He's always the one to go rally around. Paul says that our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. While Satan is not all-knowing, he's certainly a student of human behavior, and he's ready to trip us up and make us fall. He's like a roaring lion, Peter says, seeking someone to devour.